And aloha. Aloha, divine ones. Welcome to Wisdom from the Rainforest. I am your host and guide, Priestess Maya Ananda, recording these words from Hawaii Island. Just a stone's throw away from Kilauea Crater, which is seeming quiet on the surface, but of course we all know so much going on underneath. And as my body counter is sensing earth vibrations, I know that there's lots of little rumblings. But this morning I come with true purpose, an experience that is wanting to be shared. And so the post I put up on All Good Grief Instagram this morning was, real grief is raw and relentless. And this is inspired from a conversation this week and a couple that I have been following and assisted one to cross that portal, walk into a transition. And it was an unsteady path. Very raw, about as raw as it gets, and not a smooth transition in the slightest. Very young people. And it was very real and very unsettling to those who were not seasoned in this work. And yesterday I held space for the one that was left behind, as there always is, and offered counsel, a compassionate listening ear. And this person shared a phrase which I will share here because it's not unique. I hear it often. And the phrase goes something like, I just didn't know. I didn't know how much it could hurt. And with those words, I'm joined by my guides. I can tell that they're here. They had left a little sign supporting me in this journey, because indeed I did not know how much it could physically, mentally hurt, how it could exhaust you. It is a pain excruciating beyond words to lose your special someone, that life partner, that person that is intricate to your every day, your every moment. And when they are suddenly gone in a dramatic, traumatic fashion, there is much going on in the physical body. And I am about midway through of more of a kind of a scholarly type journal, I would call it, about the energetic body and shock of that nature, specifically shock of losing that person and what it does to disrupt our energy body. And then from the flip side, the healer and me looking to offer remedies to ease that pain and suffering, because suffering, dear hearts, it truly is. And I feel so called to offer these words this morning because there is, as I'm being shown, it is like an army of women who are walking in the shadows with one foot here and one foot prepared to go to the other side, walking the other side, still bound by the energy of their beloved, and a world out there that shuns pain, don't we? We shun grief. We have been taught to walk away from that deep work and hide it under the rug, and of course the scorpion full moon, which we are still under her energetic spell, is ripping that blanket, that rug off and saying, no, no. Life is duality. It is shadow and light. It is two sides, present in every coin, every situation. We would not appreciate the light without doing that deep dive into the dark. And with that comes the journey of grief. And grief, I am referring to what I call profound grief. Those that understand this deep, wrenching pain that is relentless, that seizes your breath, and that could push you to the brink of sanity, brink of desire, of life. It is that raw and visceral pain that others, some, not all, truly, but others, and no judgment here, simply do not know what to do with and walk away. And that was part of our conversation yesterday. And I held space for the unraveling of expectations. Those who have been with us and then suddenly vanish because that pain is just too raw. And again, we are not taught what to do with it. We are not taught, guided, showed otherwise, how to sit with someone in that depth of pain. And those will be courses that I will be offering, dear ones, is how to do exactly that. But in the meantime, it is this work of sharing the real. The stories you hear in this space, and this sacred and compassionate space, will not be sugar-coated. And yes, they might push buttons, but I am here for those for whom it does. But this experience was about as raw as it gets. As raw as it gets. And I shared with this individual similar words that when working with me, I do not pretty the situation up. We look at it in its raw and jagged state, and we honor the pain that is brought up in those moments and work with it, not even one day at a time, but one moment at a time. Honoring the waves and the cycles of grief, that one moment you are up and you feel, okay, I can walk this earthly plane, and then others you are felled. Just felled. And I truly mean that. One moment standing and another curled on the ball in a ground. And I recall one moment while still in Sydney that I dragged myself to the grocery store. And whoa, allow me to say what a treacherous space that is. Too much for this morning. But I will share this little slice of that experience as I remember walking just through the entrance of this very bright, very, very big grocery store. And in the front, as there is, there's flowers and, you know, those little gifts and things. And I remember walking, and I was walking upright with my shopping bags, and suddenly I was on the ground. Suddenly. And I didn't know why, and I was overwhelmed. My heart was pounding, sweat was coming, I felt sick to my stomach. And I said, what is causing this? And then I realized that I had just walked by the white lilies that were my favorite flower, and the flower that my partner would offer to me on special occasions, or just for no occasion, just to say, I love you. And the scent was so strong and overpowering, and it got me. It got me right in the heart. And grief is like that, profound grief. In one moment you were, okay, Luna, I have to pause. As Luna is trying to play with the microphone, my little cat who thinks she is the boss of everything. And has a tendency to step on my iPhone and shut it off. Or drop it. All right. Technical difficulties aside. Calling. No. Luna, go away right now. Go away, honey. And just saying in this podcast, sitting in the middle of Mother Gaia herself, you never know. It's going to happen. But bringing it back to this very real and very raw moment of profound grief, which is what this sacred space is about, is you just never know. And so it is the honoring of that not knowing. And as I shared with this individual, and I will share here in this open space, is that, of course, it is not fun to sit in pain, is it? We want it to go away. And we have so many things in our society that are for just pain, to hide pain, to mask it, to allow us to quote-unquote function. And what I share, and will share now, is that you cannot run from grief. You cannot. It is like that companion that is now tethered to your ankle. And there might be some stretch in that rope, and you might move forward and think, oh, they're gone. But the farther you go, and the more taut that rope becomes, at that moment when you cannot pull any further, it is like a slingshot that comes slamming you right in the face. And that is moments you don't want. I have seen and held those that have allowed grief to come at them. And it is ugly indeed. So we don't want to get to that point. We want to work with grief. We want to honor it. We want to honor our loved one. We want to honor this process. We want to bring it out in the open again. And I've written on this topic, where are the wailing women? Where are the signs of grieving? The women shrouded in black. The nannies of old. My great-grandmother one. I don't think she ever wore anything other than black, having buried two husbands and a daughter. She was perpetually in that state of grief. And these symbols that we show to the world, they say, look, I am grieving. It is a state of being, a state of mind. It is an existence in and of itself, a lifestyle, and it is part of this human experience. Part of this human experience, and it's time we bring it out into the open and honor it again. And it isn't my vision to create these outward signs again. A charm, a signal, a symbol, that's what I meant to say really, which I have something in mind I'm not sharing right now until it is actualized, but something we can offer women that in a more now age time says, I am grieving. Respect that. You know, maybe I have to take a break right now because I have to take care of myself, which also is such a stigma in this world, isn't it, when we take care of ourselves. Although I see, and of course, ironically, as part of my own work in my corporate-like setting, to offer emotional support beyond the families, but to employees as well. And I relish that role because it is so important. So important. But in grief, we must take breaks often to honor what is coming up in our body. And as I shared yesterday with this person, when you feel you need rest, take rest. If you cannot sleep, don't fight it. Your cycles are off now. They're off. There is no rhythm or flow to your body, to your energy bodies, to your day. It is disruption. It is. It is, so in the powers of the universe, catastrophe. It is Kali. Dear goddess Kali Ma coming through and shaking everything up. And so we honor that cycle of catastrophe. We honor that cycle of disruption. There are herbs and flower medicines and last night I was deep into a book of flower medicine and aromatherapy, focusing on those elements of Gaia that can uplift and give space to the heart, because the heart is what takes this. And I have another person I am working with right now that, well, she has chosen to go to a physical Western medicine doctor who tells her your heart is in danger because the heart takes a beating. It beats for us, but it takes a beating when we lose that beloved, our life partner. So we must tend to our heart. We must nourish ourselves and offer ourselves gentleness and compassion. And hawthorn, that beautiful plant, is a beautiful element to bring in this time of grief. It gives space. It's almost as if it creates space around our heart so that we can breathe. And moving to that breath work is so, so important. Finding and honoring moments of stillness and breathing deep. If that's all you do in some days, for those of you who find yourself in that state of profound grief, just breathing, preferably out in nature, and allowing the gifts of Gaia to balance and soothe your disrupted system, that is profound medicine for these times. And as I shared yesterday, the path of grief is twofold. It is finding those who get it, who can guide you along this journey and understand what it's like to sit in that space. And it is the inner journey. It must be both paths. It must be that inner journey, because with disruption, with that level of catastrophe, it is important to go within and to recraft ourselves, redefine ourselves, because by that which we have defined ourselves, say partner, for example, well, that hat, that identifying is put aside for a moment, at least in this incarnation and definition. So we must take time to lay fallow, like the fields before they grow fruit again. We must take time to nourish ourselves, go deep within, find stillness. And in my world, and what I offer is the gentle compassion and mercy of the Divine Mother. She will show herself in many faces. But here it is Gaia who holds us, the medicines of plants and earth and sun, wind and the blessing of salt water. And I'm feeling right now that is enough for this morning. So if you know someone who is in profound grief, please share this with them, so that they can know that they are not alone and to find this work. I ask for your help with that, sisters. And I will be offering, in my mind, I have a series of videos I will be offering for those in grief and for those also working with those in grief, to offer support to those friends and angels who are surrounding the loved one who is grieving right now. Be offering medicines and meditations that I can offer online, and in my mind, creating medicines here in the physical form that I can offer on a shop. All coming in the time of Divine Mother. And later today, I'll put up a video version of this on my YouTube channel, at Mea Ananda, M-E-A, Ananda. and you can find work yesterday talking about the full moon in Scorpio and always information and wisdom on sacred death, the process of transition. So please do share these words, sisters, with those who are in need. It is by light we grow. It is through connection of light that we expand. And so I offer this light to you, sisters, this morning, for me, wherever and whenever it finds you. So, with compassion and gratitude, thank you for joining me in this space, Divine Ones. You've been listening to Wisdom from the rainforest of the Big Island of Hawaii, Hawaii Island, and I am your host and guide, Priestess Maya Ananda, wishing you love, peace, and light. Aloha.